2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Let's get moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Thank you for joining me today for Let's Get Moving. Today we're going to talk about, you know, we're always taking care of everyone else, but how about taking care of ourselves? And today we're talking about massage and how that works to really make you feel better and be better. With me is Kellyanne Halverson. She's a licensed massage therapist. And tell us about massage. What is it about massage that really improves our well-being?
Oh, I love massage. Massage is one of those few things that feel good for you and that is good for you. So massage is primarily working the soft tissues, rubbing, kneading, in order to alleviate pain, to increase healing, and to just bring a better mind frame as well. So that's one of my favorite things about it, is it's not just about the physical body, but it's about stress reduction as well.
So my question to you is then, why don't more people get massages?
I think a lot of people, they get a little bit nervous when it comes to selecting a massage therapist. They're not quite sure what the process is, if they've never had a massage before. And just finding the right therapist for you is wonderful. In the state of Utah, we have certain requirements when it comes to education, training, ethics, that if as long as you choose a licensed massage therapist, you're going to find someone that's wonderful. So I think the biggest hurdle is finding a massage therapist in the first place.
So what is it about relaxing the muscles that makes our brains, our well-being, you know, makes us feel better, not just physically, but mentally?
Oh, I love it. So massage isn't just a physical thing. We are going in and we are, yes, warming up the tissues, but what also releases endorphins in the body that's going to help us relax. It's going to help us sleep. It's also very comforting and calming. There's even almost a maternal bond that happens with massage, just like a mother would rub their child when they're in pain, rub their back. And so it is very relaxing to the brain, those endorphins that get released, as well as just taking that time to slow down and take care of yourself and to be aware of what's happening in your body, where you hurt, where you ache, what feels good, what doesn't. It really just brings this wonderful awareness to your mind.
For women, we are always so busy taking care of everyone else. We're the last ones that we think of, mm-hmm. right? But what do you hear from your clients when they actually start having a massage on a regular basis?
Oh, it's wonderful. People will say for years they've wanted to do something for themselves and they never really found the time. And then after a few sessions, they are just amazed at the benefits that's come from it, being able to have increased flexibility. These chronic issues that they thought they could do nothing about are actually starting to relieve. To be able to have a functioning neck again and to be able to work on these issues. It's just wonderful. And I think a lot of times, particularly when it comes to women, is we do take so much time taking care of others. We don't want to slow down and take care of ourselves. But with regular massage, that's something that we're able to do.
I want to go back to what you said about chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I don't know exactly how this works. It's kind of a survival thing. We learn to live with aches and pains mm-hmm. that we've had for years.
That's true. That actually starts around the age of four. Around the age of four, you start to learn to hold your tension in, to sit in different ways that can cause constriction in the muscle. It can impact nerves. And a lot of it has to do with stress and just observing those around us. That's how we've learned that at such a young age. And so what that kind of leads into what's something important to know is what is a knot. So a muscle knot, a soft tissue knot, is an area of contraction within the tissue. And it can be implanted in there through injury. It can be through overuse, through repetitive use, and it can also be through stress. We literally learn to hold our stress in. When we say someone's a pain in the neck, they can literally be a pain in the neck. So with massage, one of the primary things we're doing is we're manipulating that soft tissue through touch. We're figuring out where the restrictions are, where the adhesions are, and we're breaking up those adhesions, bringing circulation into the area, area. We're able to help remove some of that lymphatic waste there, that metabolic waste. I hate the term toxins from that area, and to reinforce a healthy tissue tone. So that tightness that we've had for so long can be letting go, which is just phenomenal. I've had issues in the past that I've been able to work through massage. So like, I know through experience how wonderful it can be.
I think part of the problem is we're not even aware of some of the issues anymore because we've been living with them for so long.
That's really it. What happens is, so we have that area of tightness, of that restriction, and over time our nerves get deadened to that tissue, that response. Our neuroreceptors, the pain receptors within our nervous system, says, oh, this has been going on so long. I've lived with it. I'm going to ignore it so I can focus on this other pain. So we don't even know how much pain we are in. When we get a massage, we're able to slowly move those out. And there's this concept of muscle memory. So muscle memory, a part of the Golgi tendon apparatus within the muscle, these little receptors basically in the tendons, they will register how tight a muscle is. And if over time we're so chronically tight, it thinks that's how tight it's going to be. So even if you get a massage, even if you're stretching out, it can clamp back down if you're not doing anything to reinforce that healthy muscle tone. So then that chronic tension comes back. So regular massage is great to getting it to reset to a healthy tone, as well as daily stretching. Oh, stretching is so good, and just taking care of your body's flexibility, mobility is wonderful with that.
I think the awareness thing is so important. Mm-hmm. I walked into the studio a few weeks ago. I don't know if people know, but you are also the producer for Doug Wright's movie show. Mm-hmm. And you basically said, your neck is a mess.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's always a mess, but what was it that keyed you into that?
Oh, so as a massage therapist, a huge part of our training is actually anatomy and physiology. And part of that is to be able to look at how someone moves and to be able to, we don't diagnose, but we can assess to see where we think a problem is. And so I will watch people walk and I can see, you know, a tilt of the neck, a movement in their hip, a difference in their gait. And I can see that there's some tightness. And there are several times I'm walking around here and I'm like, that person hurts here, that person hurts here. And as people know around here, when I'm stressed, I will go, can I rub your back? And I will be sitting there working as I'm like rubbing someone's back.
So you mentioned a couple of different kinds of massages.
Mm-hmm.
So people can have specific massages. There's a full body massage. Mm-hmm. What was the one you meant? Seated massage? Is that what you just called it?
Yeah. So
does that mean seated in a chair kind
so
of massage?
That's a seated massage.
Okay, all right.
Ooh, I love this. So massage is so interesting because every culture basically has their own form of massage. We also have this natural instinct to take care of others. So we naturally will like rub someone who's not feeling good. A mother will rub your back when you're feeling sick. And then there is more clinical type massages. So a basic massage, what most people think of when they go in for a session, is the Swedish massage. And this is a more gentle form of massage. It uses long strokes, kneading, and you kind of work deeper and deeper until you're actually using deep tissue friction. Or even some vibration techniques to really loosen a knot, and then you go back out. That is what we primarily think of a regular session. Deep tissue massage, you're going to go a bit deeper. The therapist is going to, you know, use their weight, use their elbow, and really try to get deep into those tissues to unlock them. You have different modalities like sports massage and trigger point therapy, which are advanced techniques to really solve issues and to reinforce whatever lifestyle. And then you have, like, every culture has its own form of massage, from Lomi Lomi in Hawaii to Shiatsu in Japan. There's always something cool and interesting and new. It's always interesting. And as a therapist, we recertify, particularly in the state of Utah, we go through the National Certification of Therapeutic Massage Board. So every 2 years, we recertify here. And we have to have a certain amount of credit. So mine's coming up right now. So I'm going to be learning geriatric massage a bit more, oncology massage, so the care of cancer treatment. And there's some tools I want to learn as well. So there's always something interesting to explore when it comes to massage.
Is there a final thought you'd like to leave us with? Why we should all be taking better care of ourselves?
I think you need to be taking better care of yourselves because we're not just these eyeballs floating around in space. We have minds, we have bodies, they're interconnected with energy, and we need to make sure we take care of the holistic approach to our bodies. Take time, slow down, book your appointment, be clear with your therapist, kind of revisiting what you're first asked about, why people are reluctant. Communicate with your therapist. Be honest about what your medical conditions are. There are a few things you would need to get doctor's permission to work on, such as cancer treatments, deep vein thrombosis, some diagnosis there. Talk to your therapist. Let them know during the session. Let them know what you're comfortable with. Let them know if the pressure is okay. If it's not, speak up if you're uncomfortable at any point, because you make the boundaries together. So communicate with your therapist. Book that appointment. And just slow down and take care of yourself. It's okay to feel good.
How can people find out more about you?
Sure. So I'm a licensed massage therapist. I primarily do out calls in the Salt Lake area. You can look at my website and see my services as well as my creative work at kahalvo.com. That's K-A-H-A-L-V as in Victor, O.com. And, you know, and there's also amazing other therapists here. Talk to people. Find someone that's right for you. Don't be discouraged if you go to massage and you don't like it. Everyone has a different idea of what a massage is and what a good session is. Find a therapist that's right for you and support them.
All right. Kellyanne, thank you so much.
Thank you.